And right now we'd like to introduce you from Pittsburghers for Public Transit, Bonnie Fan on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, who made news today. Bonnie, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So this morning you announced that you would like to see the Port Authority immediately implement a COVID-19 transit fare, a relief program for low-income riders. And give us the details of No Greater Need.
Yeah, well, this time during the pandemic, ridership has, you know, during the pandemic has fallen to about 30% of what it used to be. And, you know, those who are remaining riding are essential workers, are folks who need to get to their grocery store or access health. And those access needs are, you know, more important now than ever, access to jobs. And I think our report is really illustrating this was a call that we put out, you know, months ago, a call for a fair fares program for low-income riders that, you know, is something that a lot of agencies in many other cities already are implementing for low-income riders. With the pandemic, that only exacerbates those needs, those inequities. And this is also a time where there is some emergency funding available to address those needs. So not only is this the time that is most important for, you know, folks who take transit to, you know, get an equitable fare to relieve some of the burden of trying to access, you know, their workplace, health, food, but also this is a time where there's more opportunity to implement an emergency program because there is some focus around COVID era relief. And so this is also sort of a call to action for folks, for organizations or other, you know, foundations even that could step up and help make this program happen and really do our essential workers, you know, a service instead of continuing to claim that they're our heroes but leaving them in the dust, so to speak.
Well, what have you heard from the Port Authority on this effort?
Well, the Port Authority, you know, we, again, put out a call for fair fares earlier this year, and Port Authority has acknowledged that, you know, a fair fares program is important, but for some reason, the analysis that we did, you know, was not done to see what it would take to make it possible. So, you know, the work that we did was to lay out kind of their argument, the business argument of how much would it cost to put this program in place? How much more ridership actually would Port Authority see? And so I don't believe right now there's an immediate response, I could be wrong, to this specific report. But in the past, they've acknowledged the importance of implementing fair fares, especially, you know, since we started advocating earlier this year for that.
Yeah, can you get some of the pandemic money that the state of Pennsylvania still has from the federal government?
So one aspect of, you know, especially this year with COVID emergency funding is that Port Authority is getting some relief money that will be constant to what it received in the past. So that means it is not going to incur extra operating costs over last year. So those are actually all covered. And so what we're saying is that also because they get an additional reimbursement based on ridership, you know, in the context of COVID relief funding, that implementing this program would also bring back some ridership that Port Authority has lost a large share of. And so this is actually a time to, again, implement this low-income fare program and get a little bit back from the state while doing it.
Pittsburghers for Public Transit Coordinating Committee member Bonnie Fan on her Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Bonnie, appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you so much.